If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And I'd change a single thing, even when I was...
Hey, welcome back to SMBFP. This is part two of our Catan coverage with Keenan and Chris and myself, Sal. So, Chris, what's the setting again?
It's Friday evening, and
what's that? We're three swinging dudes on a Friday evening.
The point being that it's after work.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Of course, I did continue to send emails, but
I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's because you work weekends.
Yeah. How is working weekends, by the way? Is that fun?
No, it's terrible. It wasn't bad when I was off. When I was off Fridays and Saturdays, it was fine.
Yeah.
That's actually a schedule that I really enjoy.
That's actually a preferred day, I think. Because you get Friday off, because it's like everybody's off on Friday. You get Saturday off, so everybody's doing stuff on Saturday.
And nobody, like, most people don't really do stuff on Sunday.
Yeah. No, not really. Well, the only thing that you like Sunday for is to sleep in after having hung out all night Saturday.
Yeah.
But most people do like to hang out on Friday night anyway, so we'll just leave the board the way it is. What do you think? Let's change that.
Or we can flip over the resources, do blind resources.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's change it up.
All right.
Let's get the
ports
out of the way. We want to just mix them in randomly with the others.
That would suck. Put like an 8 on a fucking water.
That would be awesome. Are you kidding?
What resource would you get? Fish?
There's the fisherman's expansion.
I know.
Who's fish?
Wait. Fisherman's expansion?
A fisherman's
Are you kidding?
Catan
like, not
expansion.
Like seafarers.
No,
but
like
fishermen?
Yeah, like fishermen of Catan.
It introduces rivers and fish.
What do fish do?
I don't know.
What do you buy with fish?
I believe...
Fish oil?
I believe Scales? That fish can be... If I had to guess, having
motor
never
power?
Played, having never played, I would assume that fish would be like if I was going to introduce fish, it would be that you could switch, you could use fish as either wheat or probably just as wheat.
Yeah.
Why?
We'll just switch.
What is
it
the
out.
Relationship between fish and wheat?
They're food.
Yes, but
wheat essentially symbolizes food in this game.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And fish is food.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. I still like the idea of having bears as a commodity. Because they're food, right?
There's good eating on a bear.
You can also wear bears.
Exactly. You try wearing wheat and you'll just be mobbed by birds.
Exactly. Are you eating bear?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I've tried bear.
What kind of bear? Kodiak bear?
I have no idea. Was that like a restaurant, I think? Like,
I've had...
Kodiak would probably be very, very fatty.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
I had grizzly. It was it was at a restaurant. It was...
Canadian?
What?
Canadian?
No, I think it was in Colorado.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had mine like out west out in the Rockies.
I will throw this out there, having eaten it not that long ago. Moose, awful.
Terrible.
Really? Moose
I
is
agree.
Good?
Moose is terrible.
It is just like so...
It is, there's like, I don't know where you got your moose.
Mm-hmm.
The moose that we had, and when I've talked to people who like hunt moose and eat it, mm-hmm. it's like incredibly lean.
Really?
Moose have...
Because the moose
like...
that I had was like actually really fatty. For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. You must have had a retired moose.
It's very possible.
or
it might not even have been moose meat. The restaurant would have just been like, we'll call this fatty
general,
cow moose.
Yeah,
in general, like if you look up, if you find moose recipes, you almost always do things like wrap it in bacon.
So it tastes like something?
So you have to, because it's the only way to get fat. Like it's very, for someone who had had both, I have not, they said it's a lot like eating shin.
Shin.
Like if you
I've
eat
never
like
had shin.
Apparently a lot of Jews eat beef shin.
Okay,
I've heard of that actually.
And moose is a lot like beef shin, which is like the cheapest beef you can imagine. There's no fat. It's like very gristly. It's like moose. The moose that we had is like the gamiest, leanest beef you've ever eaten.
Okay,
yeah, I bet it was more expensive as well.
Oh yeah.
Since it's not, you're not technically supposed
to
hunt it
or
sell it.
Sell it. Mm-hmm.
It's not really theoretically commercially
available.
Yeah.
But if you go to like the small little lodges up in New England...
I'm sure they have some. They're like, oh yeah, we can get some moose. Hang on.
Or if you have a buddy who's...
A moose hunter. Or just a hunter.
Which if you're up in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, most everybody is.
Mm-hmm. Or you have a buddy who's... He calls a guy and at 3 a.m.
A moose falls off the truck.
He actually gets a call from a guy at 3 a.m. about... That meat he was attempting to procure. and then a dry ice container shows up.
Just magically appears. Just
shows up on his doorstep 2 days later.
Assume is
full of dry ice and a meat and a moose roast.
Or he wakes up in the middle of the night and there's a moose head in his bed.
Have you used any of your apparently mob connections to get yourself a rare cut of beef or meat of some kind?
No. He apparently...
He had panda the other night.
There's a...
It's probably delicious.
There's a butcher in Brooklyn who deals almost exclusively in exotic animals.
So endangered, basically.
See, like I really don't support that. Like, much as I like eating, like, random and strange things, I do not support that at all.
If you ever wanted to know, lion is $1,000 a pound.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I don't even really eat a pound of lion.
You wouldn't eat very much lion.
Yeah, like, how much lion do I need?
I imagine it's very gamey.
They're fucking mine. They're
lions! Chris,
well, like, well, like eating a cat, you know? Like,
wait, don't we need to put out the
numbers?
Oh, I assume a lot of times we put out the numbers as we flip them over. Mm-hmm.
We're doing hidden resources and hidden numbers.
Good lord.
Oh, did you want the numbers face up?
Yes!
That's alright.
We can do it. You don't have to. What crapiery he just created right there? 4, 10, 11, fuck you.
We can do a complete and utter crapshoot.
We're just
going to put our pieces down and hope for the best. We'll all end up like on like the Tuesday.
Well, no. Now that we've seen some of them, you got to see them all.
Yeah, it is.
You're terrible.
No,
yeah, he is.
Terrible at these.
We can move them.
You both are terrible.
Since we can see them, you can move them.
Why would we move the numbers?
Why wouldn't we move the numbers?
We're building on the numbers.
All right, let's not do this again.
Move these fucking reds. All right, Chris, you're up.
All right. Wait, ports.
Oh, yeah. I've never had most exotic. Not like exotic being like an animal that you're probably not supposed to eat.
Exotic not in the
wrong
world.
Wrong pork.
Like... Exotic, by exotic you don't mean things that are, you know, slightly illegal to import.
Yeah.
Slightly.
But I bet Red Panda is phenomenal.
That is so adorable.
It's the standard rule. Land animals, cuter they are, the better. Sea animals, opposite.
Yeah.
Lobster, delicious. All those cute
sea
fish.
Horses suck.
All those cute fish, terrible.
Clownfish. Eight.
But you know what? See, and that's why you have to... Because, like, penguin? Awful.
I hear it's awful. 11.
11. Penguin? Sal's going first.
Penguin all grease.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
They need fat to keep them warm.
Yeah.
They swim under ice. Sal, you're up.
Yeah. It's funny, I was actually watching, for the first time ever, like, some March of the Penguins. It's a sad
movie. Watching Morgan Freeman break your heart.
Yeah. Like, this young couple...
You gonna put a road down, Sal?
Yeah. These young penguins, like, are moving the egg from the mother to the father, and, like, they break
and they
it.
Drop it.
Yeah, they crush it.
Well, they crush it? I thought, they, like, they just drop it, and as soon as it hits the ice, it freezes so quickly when it hits the ice that it just cracks.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. I just assumed
I
that, like,
don't
the,
remember.
I assumed that, like, the dad was just so fat that he crushed the egg, and just kind of like, oh.
And they only lay one egg a year.
Yeah, that's it. That's them forever. He's like, that's it for this couple. I'm like, come on. And then, like, you got all the men, like, huddled together, and then, like, one of the men, like, just... Like, one man just falls asleep and never wakes up. And it shows, like, this penguin that looks like... Like, it just looks asleep in the middle of, like, the ice. And you're like, that...
That's really sad. So now, being that I am going last, I get to put down two settlements and two roads, yes?
That's right.
Sweet.
Oh, what was I... I was watching... Because we're showing all the Oscar-nominated ducks.
All the Oscar-nominated ducks?
Ducks. Documentary. Oh. Every year.
I'm like, they're now nominating ducks.
No, every year, the weekend before the Oscars, we show all the long and short Oscar-nominated documentaries. And one of them is about the Antarctic Polar Research Station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they go around to, like, each of, like, because there's, like, five different ones, and so they go around to each of the different ones and see, like, what they're doing
there.
Oh,
no, I lost a road.
And one of the ones is the one where they watch the penguins. And, like, one of the penguins is, like, wandering. And apparently some of the penguins... wander off the wrong way.
Yeah.
And, like, they have some unquenchable desire to walk to the middle of Antarctica. And no one... And they can't stop them. Like, they're, like, all the penguins are there, and, like, water's in one direction where they keep going. And, like, one of the little ones will just turn and start walking to the mountains. And they just walk until they die. And if they go and stop him and, like, bring him back...
He'll just keep going.
He just keeps going until they let him go.
Like, this one's just... too retarded.
David Keenan.
That's really
funny. And they're just, like, talking. Like, they the camera just follows this penguin. You just see him walking off. And, like, he's, like, staring at this mountain off in the distance. He's just going to walk forever until he starves to death. Or that's, freezes to death.
Right, either way.
Well, he might figure that there's water there.
But why wouldn't he just go with the group?
Because some people like to be individualistic, so. Well, some penguins.
Yeah. You think you would have learned your lesson when the first one did it. Like, you never came back.
Maybe because he found the great...
do we want to flip things over so we know what we're getting?
Probably.
Oh, crap.
Before Sal rolls.
Oh, and we get the first one that we put down, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Come on, gold.
Yes, sweet.
It's always such a messy process.
Yes, it is.
That's
the problem with this, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Kid. Good job, Chris. He's like exploded the board.
Alright, I think this guy can go too.
Yeah, alright. Come on, gold.
On.
Yes!
Damn.
Booyah.
Okay, now
we're put all the pieces
back together.
Here's another reason why most people don't modify the game. They're like, oh, I don't want to do that much work. It's my impression of nerds that aren't me.
How is that a beck?
Bleeped.
Like, he's ever gonna listen to our podcast?
You never know.
You don't think Adam Beck was gonna listen to SMBFP? What are these guys up to?
This was my first one, right?
This was my first one. This one, I get. Hey, one second.
No.
I'll take that break.
No.
Hey, what the hell?
Where do I not have? Hey, I have everything. That worked out great. I have good numbers.
All right. Things have turned up keen.
I have all 5 resources and all 5 good and all of my numbers are good.
What's that?
7.
7. No, I'm not going to do it. Where's the Rob?
Where's the mole man?
Put him on the desert. There we go. I'm going to build a road.
Is this my Pepsi?
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, you've been like not drinking it for like 2 hours.
Actually, for 1 hour and 10 minutes and 57 seconds.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a long podcast. I think you're going to have to trim this one.
I think I will. That's okay. I'll find it.
Where did 6!
Come from? Was that there?
2 yeah. Brick!
I have 6. No. I have 9s there.
I have 1 brick.
Sal, did you roll that or did Keenan roll
it? I rolled it.
Keenan, do you have any wood?
I did. And then I just spent it.
Do you have any more?
No.
That's too bad.
But now I have a road.
Yeah.
So, Keenan, how do you like your haircut?
It's alright.
I can totally tell that you were not thrilled with it when you first, because, like, we went, Keenan needed a haircut, so we went to, like, my guy, because it was cheaper.
And, well, it was perfectly fine.
But, like, he's in the mirror, and, like, the dude, like, Mario's done, and he's like, so what do you think? And there's this pause, and he's like, it's nice.
I was looking at it. I was in no way on, I'm done.
Does anybody have any wood for trade?
No.
No.
But, yeah, you did not seem, seemed the happiest person ever.
8.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Damn.
But, like, you know, after a minute...
Does anybody have any sheep for trade?
No.
No.
Damn.
And you know what's funny? Like, I think he could sense it because he made some comment, like, once you watch it...
You know what's doubly funny?
Yeah.
That he just asked if we had sheep after we both just got sheep.
Yeah.
And we both said no.
And he bought it. 7. Again.
I don't have any cards.
All right. Moving on.
So, do you have any wood?
No.
Sheep?
Yeah. I'm not going to trade either.
Yeah. You don't want brick for sheep?
Nah.
You done then?
Yeah.
Do you want to give up?
No, it's just another 7.
8.
Good.
Keenan, would you like brick for that sheep?
Do you have any wood?
No, I'm looking for it.
You're not going to get any wood out of this sheep, except your own.
I still think if you roll doubles, you should get to go again.
I know. You always maintain that.
8!
Have more sheep!
Would one of you guys like brick for one of those damn sheep? Or for wood?
That's kind of a fun little game we're playing here. It's called Don't Give Chris the Sheep. So far, the winners are me and Keenan.
That's a good game.
All right, I'll trade. I'll lose.
Thank you, Sal.
Ha-ha! I win!
Hooray.
I still need wood.
Well, I don't have any.
Here.
For you.
Sal, are you done?
I rolled this 8. These 8, right?
Yes.
Then no.
No, I mean, I rolled that.
Oh, okay.
No, you rolled the first one, then he rolled it again.
Oh.
There were 2 8s in a row.
Yeah, okay.
That's why we all have 3 sheep.
Right.
Well, I don't.
I have 1. 4.
All
right.
Where's the 4?
Right here.
Oh.
Where's the other 4? No, over there. I ran him down. But I did roll doubles again. I thought I had noted. I rolled doubles twice in a row.
Eight!
Chris, what? Are you done?
Yes.
All right.
There's still no wood in the game.
Chris, are you angry?
Yes.
Four. Fuck you, Sal.
Amen to that.
And your lone brick. Are you done?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oops.
Hello.
Eight.
Better not be a four.
Six.
Yes.
Oh, you know what's funny? We were talking earlier about calling Ben and being like, "Hey Ben, mm-hmm. why don't you come out and play with us?"
Mm-hmm. No, I took two brick.
Okay.
I was like, no, because like by the time Ben gets out here, it's like Keen's gonna want to go home and everything like that. He could have totally made this game. He's gonna be like listening to the show and be like, "You guys play Catan?
Not me."
And you wanted to invite?
Still no wood.
Nope. Still no wood.
There's no wood in the game. 10 and 3 are the only woods, and neither have been rolled.
Son of a bitch.
Nine. Wheat for me.
I am 9.
And a brick.
I am not on a 9. Will you take? Would you take a wheat for a brick?
Yes.
So would. Alright. In that case, this is an all brick road.
Follow the all brick road.
Alright. Your turn, sir.
Thank you. Hang on. Let me see if I can build anything.
Five.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I get a wheat.
Get whatever I want.
Me too.
If either of you get a wood, I can trade 2 wheat for it. Guys?
You done there, so?
Alright, that's good for me.
And I'm spending that wood.
This has not worked out very well for me.
And survey says...
Ding! Or...
Ding! Or...
Oh, that's where the ore is. On a 3.
You're in.
Very
you're
oreless in. Game.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan is doubling up on the shape.
That joke never gets old.
Well, it's because it just snuck up on me. You know, like Keenan sneaks up on the shape. 10.
Yes.
Wheat for Sal.
Wheat for this.
Hey Keenan, for that wood you just got, would you take 2 wheat?
No.
3 wheat?
Be a good trade.
That'd be a good trade. Except I'm gonna build a road.
Damn. You know, it's funny. I just realized I don't really sit on this like section of the couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apropos nothing. You want to trade?
That depends. You have wood?
No!
Do you have any ore?
No.
No.
Ore? There's no ore in the game. The only ore that's been uncovered is this
that
and that. So you just got the only ore that you could get.
Yeah. And I don't even have a port, so I can't trade for ore yet.
Yeah.
9.
Hmm. Does anybody have wood or brick?
No.
No, alright.
Sorry,
I have sheep.
I'll take a sheep for wheat, although I just passed the dice. So.
I'll let you do it if you want.
Okay. Can you? Wheat or sheep?
I don't really need wheat.
Okay.
Till I get 3 more ore.
Work is over. It's the landlord coming through.
Hey, Dad.
Build your road.
What's the plan, Stan?
You're looking at it. We're playing a crucial game of Catan here.
It's very important. Maybe it's not over.
Nine.
Damn.
Yes. Done?
Not yet. Not quite yet, sir. No one has wood, right?
No.
No.
I'm offering sheep for wheat.
Done.
What you doing?
Building some. I have that ringtone as my alarm clock.
Oh, that would never wake me up.
It wakes me up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah?
The fucking world's coming in again. It's like... I'm like... This is the worst possible thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
And now I can roll.
Except you just rolled.
I know.
Except for the day when I had to wake up at 4:30. I haven't set an alarm in 2 weeks.
Are you kidding? How the hell do you wake up?
He wakes up on his own.
That's sick.
I know.
This is my wake up.
Starting like 2 weeks ago, I somehow turned into an adult. And so now I go to bed every night at 10 o'clock. And
so I still don't wake up.
And I wake up at between 6 and 6:30, and then go into my kitchen and eat a bowl of Raisin Bran.
Alright, that's sick.
You are a fag. You and your fucking Raisin Bran.
It is delicious!
Eat.
I will admit that I...
That's my alarm.
Oh.
That sounds like there's like those little things.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like Cloverfield monsters are in your fucking brain.
I know. It gets me up, though.
Yeah, let me break it. Let me bust out mine.
All right, Mr. Adult, are you done?
Yeah, come on, Dad.
Maybe we should get him some Raisin Bran.
Yeah, that's just my ring.
But it's great, because, like, when you get up, like, not dictated by a fucking alarm clock, when you just, like, wake up in the morning, yeah, I'm like so refreshed.
So am I when I wake up at, like, 11.
Yeah. Really, 11? Because I'll sleep until, like, 4. I will not wake up without an alarm.
It's kind of sick. Yay!
I can't wake up that late anymore. Here we go.
I still can. Although, typically, Erin wakes me up at, like, 10 if we don't set an alarm. Because she can't sleep very late.
Yeah. I can, I just don't like to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just roll that.
I always feel bad when I do, but I like to.
But, whatever. Alright, I'm good.
Yeah, I feel more guilty about wasting the day than anything else.
5.
Yay!
I get a wheat. Keenan, would you like to choose wood? And I will pay you in wheat.
I did choose wood already, and I've already spent it.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Not for me.
2 3s in a row. I would be sucked.
Would somebody be willing to trade either wood or brick for a wheat?
I have neither.
I have brick. I have no wood. I would be willing to trade brick for wood.
I don't have any wood. I have wheat.
Well,
I have wheat and I have sheep.
I have plenty of wheat and plenty of sheep as well, my friend.
Ditto.
Well,
there is no way in hell I'm going to be able to build a settlement with these cards.
Just get 16 wood or just get 16 sheep and you're good.
I'm rapidly on my way to doing exactly that.
What did you roll, a 9?
9.
That's also.
Yeah. Okay, you need to get a good microphone so that we can play Day Defeat some more and we can actually talk to each other.
Unfortunately, I got to go rebuy Day of Defeat.
What? Oh, because you lost your computer?
Oh.
No, you can just re-download it. You're allowed like a certain number of downloads for that game.
It does not want to let me. I guess because it says, because of like...
9.
Fuck you. What is this with these crappy 9s? The 9s and the 8s.
Take your...
WTF.
Huh?
9.
Oh, I've been missing out on those bricks!
I'll take them.
No! I'll take them.
Well, since you just missed one, there you go. Especially since I'm going to try and buy that off of you.
I was going to say, that was...
Uncharacteristically generous.
No!
For a brick?
Are you guys going to be around for the weekend?
I'm going to be around.
No, I mean the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow
night I got to go up to Connecticut for dinner with Aaron's parents, but apart from that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, only that I saw, for the hell of it, it's only for the Sal's benefit.
Do you need me to carry something?
No.
Lobsters were on sale?
King's Steaks was on sale. Their porterhouse steaks are on sale for $4.99 a pound, and they have very nice beef. But you know what we'll do, since the guys can't enjoy it? What we'll do is we'll buy enough that we'll either invite you or give you a steak and you can cook it yourself.
Either way,
I'm not going to go another step further. Just forgive me for interrupting the game, but because you guys are 3 bachelors at the moment.
Well, more
or
less.
Do you guys, more or less, I understand that. I understand that. Do you guys know how to cook a steak in a frying pan?
Yeah.
How about you?
A frying pan?
Yes, or in a grill pan, but essentially a frying pan. On top of the stove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, butter. The trick is butter.
Yeah, okay.
And baste it, turn it very, I'm talking about a thick steak. And turn it frequently. You know, first what you do, get it very hot, and you give it that singe so it gets that nice burn. Then you turn it over, give it another burn, and you lower the heat a little bit so that it's going to cook to your desired doneness. But the butter.
See, I always do it on like a roasting pan.
Oh, of course.
Like broil it.
Oh, of course. That's a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah.
But when you're a batch,
it's
quick
and easy.
And it's you and a girlfriend, and you got one nice steak, what are you going to do? Shit, I'll just cook it right here. She's standing there, and she's watching you up your plate. Wow, you know.
Keep that in mind.
All right, I am out of here. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care. Have a good one.
Hope to see you guys again soon.
Steak. Yeah, that'd be great. I want steak.
Yeah, you too,
Sal.
You too, I'm coming.
You too. See you later. Yeah.
I'm gonna go home. My mom's not even make steak.
Let's go to Kings and get some steak.
Yeah, here they have a really good steal.
Sal, do you have any wood?
No. Little interlude by my dad, the chef, who is not really a chef. You know what's funny? I was watching.
Fuck you and your nines.
I was watching,
Azel, give me a weed for a brick.
No!
Or a wood.
Alright. That's not a wood.
I said a wheat for either a brick or for a wood.
Absolutely not. Because I don't have any wood.
Sal, I will give you
how many
these
wheat?
Three cards for three brick.
No! First of all, I have all of those cards in abundance.
So I'll give you these three more.
Why would I want more brick of the same shit I have for...
Chris, just roll.
Moving on.
And besides, it's my turn. You can't trade with him.
The foundation of this game is collapsing.
Three!
Huzzah, Keenan, you get an ore.
Huzzah, I get a wood.
Oh, yeah.
I can build my settlement now. Keenan, I have a roof over my head.
I should?
Yeah.
Really, should I?
I think you should. You're going out there anyway. You might as well, right?
Keenan, you flip this and this over while I divvy up my cards.
And we find out that Chris has 5 on a sheep and a 2 on a wood.
I'll take that.
Not too shabby with the odds that we're going right now. Oh, yeah, so I was watching Good Eats the other night.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a special on scallops.
Roll another 3. I love scallops.
I was eating, like, some... Like,
roll a 6 or a 10.
I'll take either of those.
I can't roll numbers on request! 7.
That's neither a 6 nor a 10.
That doesn't help me, Sal. Damn, Sal, what the hell are you doing?
Or it is.
Sell.
No.
So I'll trade you a wheat for a wood.
I don't have wood! Here, these are wood. And don't put them in your own hand. I was having, like, cavatella or something like that, and he was
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, I'm done.
But he was just going on and on about scallops, and he was, like, showing us
Do you want to call that an 11, or should I just roll that again?
Just re-roll.
Yeah.
8.
No, re-roll that again.
Yay, 2 more sheep. That's what the world needed.
But he was making, like, all kinds of different, you know, scallops. He made, like, he put, like, some wet scallops in a food processor with some...
Okay, so no one still has any brick.
That's right.
Correct.
Or any wood.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Although, what are you offering for brick? I might have some.
I might find one in my pocket.
For brick?
Yes.
But it's nothing but wheat and sheep.
Or I'll take ore.
You dick.
And there's a mostly sheep settlement.
Best thing about that kind of settlement is...
It's warm.
You know, go, well, it can also, like, go wherever you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It frequently goes wherever you don't want.
That's true.
The only problem is... Shrinks in the rain. Smells bad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we know you do.
Shut up.
That wasn't funny.
No, we're terrible people. By which, I mean, I'm a terrible person.
Mostly, I mean, Chris is a terrible person.
Yeah, well.
3!
Damn it, now I need that brick.
Oh, it's all gone.
God damn it.
It's all used up.
Yeah.
The California way. Trying to find some.
I'm looking for brick. I can trade wheat, sheep, or ore.
Ore it is.
Thank you.
We're just passing that ore around.
Yeah, but I'm going to use
for
the
brick.
I'm going to now build... Oh, fuck.
Oh, let the buyer beware.
What were you going to build, Chris?
I was going to build there, but then I realized that you have a settlement right there.
I sure do.
That sucks. Big time.
Build here. It's a good spot. It's 12 and 2.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Or build here.
I'm
going to
pass
here.
On that. Thank you.
By the desert between the 11 and the 12.
Thank you for your entirely unhelpful suggestion.
What are you talking about? The 11s, man. They were...
You're coming up.
Oh,
one of the gangbusters last time.
Shit.
But yeah, I just wanted
I have a fucking settlement,
do you
and that doesn't help me.
I do. You do? You know you're not like seafood? God, I love seafood. Okay, good. We're actually in a group of people who actually like seafood. Huzzah.
How do you know?
We should get some seafood.
Yeah, we should.
Holy shit, we should just get some scallops. Just eat that shit. You're like,
have you ever eaten at the that seafood place that's over on 46?
You mean like the Denville Seafood Market?
No, I meant like the North Atlantic Seafood. It's like next to, it's in like that strip mall that's next to the Indian place across the cost cutters.
My folks used to buy all our seafood from there before the
Where is this?
And next to the Italian bakery on 46, right on the cross street from
there's
the
an Italian bakery and a Chinese place in like a strip mall. There's also a place called like the North 46? Atlantic Seafood. Yeah, it's right in Parsippany.
It's
before you get to the Burger King.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's across the street.
But half of it's a fish market, the other half is a seafood restaurant.
I didn't know there's a seafood restaurant there.
They've got like sit down like
three.
Yes.
It's probably really expensive though.
I don't think it is because I don't remember the seafood restaurant.
Like, I don't remember a seafood restaurant there. I remember it used to. Well, you know what? Now that I think about it,
there's like two doors. Like when you come in, there's two doors.
That's
one
right.
On the left, like with this like by the raw seafood. And if you go to the right,
yeah,
it's like.
Hmm, I did not know that there was such a place there.
Well, how about once we finish off this game?
Can you shovel these development cards?
Probably not.
Sal just got you both of your victory points, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Now that I think about it, I don't think so.
Why don't you shuffle them right now?
Shuffle them right now, put my cards in there, and then give me two more.
I think that's probably fair.
What's that?
And then we'll have to keep one of them.
All right, I'll keep one.
No, don't keep one of them.
Oh, right.
I don't really know any other...
post-it note. They're hard to shuffle.
Yes. It's the Monopoly Chris card, I believe.
It is.
Which Ben drew a crude skull on as well.
You know, it's just a post-it note. We just take it off and do a new post-it note.
I like that post-it note. Plus, either way, there'd be a post-it note there.
That's true. Because God forbid, you know, that we just, like...
print a new one.
Get, like, a... You know, like you said, like, an actual piece of paper and sort of, like, laminate it on with, like, tape.
Yeah, I guess we could do
that. Or use one of the blank dev cards that the box contains.
Yeah.
I thought it only had one blank one that we used for the use and lose.
Yeah,
card.
That, oh, okay. Yeah. Somebody else just needs to buy Catan.
Yeah. It's starting to more and more look like we just need to buy a replacement set. Retire this set.
What? What's wrong with this set?
I'm missing Largest Army. It fell out. We're missing some pieces.
Bah.
Just some
it's like it's clear, that a lot of the pieces are a little starting to wear a little bit.
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, like, we don't play that often anymore. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, roll another three, please.
Whose turn? Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's yours.
Do you have any brick?
No.
Eight.
Some sheep, and I have two more sheep, and Sal has two more sheep as well.
Do you have any brick though?
Yes. A green brick.
Green fuzzy brick.
Fluffy brick.
You need at least four sheep to make a brick of sheep.
Does anyone have any wheat?
No.
What are you offering for it?
Wood.
Done.
Two wheat, and two ore, and nice woolly ore, and it's gonna go right there. Nice fuzzy ore.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'm still safe. Does anybody have brick?
No.
1, 6, 9.
Yay!
I've had enough of these goddamn nines!
Yeah, I'm on the nine now!
I should probably build a city on there or something.
You should probably go to hell.
So, does anybody have brick?
Yes.
Yes.
What are you trading?
I can offer wood for brick.
Sure.
Alright, that's I probably actually have really brick.
Wait. Alright, so. Thank you for being honest.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
But at least they didn't jip you or anything.
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
Went for
wood. That's
oh,
true.
Oh, I dropped my cards.
All right, now hold on a second. I got to figure out what my strategy is going to be because so far it has sucked royally.
What are you talking about? You got
game
three?
Yeah, compared to
Sal
four.
Also has three.
No, Sal has.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, only three.
Yeah,
and Law just rode till five.
Do I? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, any that he might have in there.
Yeah.
Right.
So hypothetically, he could have seven.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And for a while he did, and then he was honest.
Then I didn't want to do that.
And then he said, I'd rather have the soldiers.
Snit.
Did you shuffle these cards? Oh.
Probably not.
don't think
I did. Did you roll, Chris?
What's that? Yeah, I rolled the nine.
Oh, you rolled the nine. Oh, yeah.
Now I'm trying to figure out which direction it makes the most sense for me to go in. Unfortunately, all directions are crappy.
Well, I would suggest, since you have two sixes on brick, you build toward the brick port.
I already am built towards the brick port. The problem is that five doesn't interest me half so much
as the 12?
No.
What are you
going to... As doubling up on either the 10 or on the 6 and the 4. We're on the 10.
You build on the sheep port there, which would put you on the 6.
It's true.
You gotta build around, yeah.
No, I think I will build in, for the time being, I will build in this direction.
Did you?
No, I didn't pay for that yet.
Did you pay for that?
Alright, I've now paid for it, and solved your turn.
Awesome. I'm just gonna
roll. Remember before when I accused you of trying to cheat?
7.
How many cards you got?
2.
Just enough.
You should attack Chris and try and get some sheep.
I have no sheep!
I should probably attack both of you. I have the resources to do it, actually. Just gonna put it on there.
Done.
Yeah, I'm done.
8. Hey, more sheep.
God damn it.
More sheep all around.
My numbers aren't that bad.
Does anyone have brick?
No.
No.
Does anyone have ore?
No.
No.
Does anyone have cards?
Yes.
No. Anyone just give me a road?
Oh, yeah, here you go. Jackass.
Roll a 5. That wasn't a 5.
God! Fuck this game and its 9s.
God bless this game and its 9s.
Alright, who's got a magnet under the table and is controlling the die?
Yeah, that'd be me. Did you notice how heavy the die were?
Well, not necessarily. A very thin metal plate.
That's true. Oh, was my up?
Yeah.
Sure. Does anybody have any wood?
No.
No. Well, what do you have?
2 sheep?
It's probably just enough for kids, but...
No, unfortunately it's not.
Alright.
Trying to build a road.
I know.
We all are.
Yeah, everybody is.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Same thing the rest of us have been trying to do for 20 minutes. Well, here, so I'll try my hardest to roll an 8, and then you'll have 2 more sheep, and you can turn them into anything.
That'd be great.
Hey, somebody built a road!
Yeah, I've been hoarding my wood. 4. Brick for Sal.
Damn.
There's the other 4.
It's underneath the mole.
Under the mole, man.
Alright.
Hey, Sal, what do you want for that brick? Give you that.
Alright, here you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you rallying because you were like, really, you would take all
that? You would take all of that.
You think that's really worth all that? Whoops. Alright, let's see here.
Sounds like, well, with all the cars I just got from...
Yeah.
You actually do stuff.
Build all kinds of shit. Do you have any ore?
No.
No, you took all my cars.
Oh, yeah.
There's no ore in the game.
Yeah, that's true. That's nice. Does anybody have any wheat?
No. You just got 2 wheat from me.
Yeah, I know.
You're trying to build a city. You jerk.
Shut up.
You done?
Yeah.
Come on, 5.
5.
Yes! That makes for 1 sheep, 1 wheat. Is that it?
1.
That is it.
Wheat, and I'll build 2 roads, and I'm done.
Anybody have wooden brick?
No.
Yes.
Would you take sheep or wheat for it?
For both.
Wait, what are you offering there? What do you got there?
Wooden brick. I have neither.
He said he had wooden brick and 1 card.
I have a magic
7. What do you got, Keen?
It's neither wood nor brick.
Oh. That doesn't help me at all.
No, it's wheat.
Oh, it's not. What do you got?
Half my card's gone.
Half his card's gone and a pile of dev cards in front of
him. Fair enough. I'll take the hell out of that 11 over there. Sorry, Sal. It's a constellation prize. It's your turn now.
And they would have come anyway. There you go.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to make you feel better about yourself.
How did you only have to get
11? I had 7. Or 8. Oh,
no,
right.
I'm really 11 anymore.
How many did I give you? 3?
3. Whatever.
6, 7, 8. And I didn't get any cards. Alright.
I think I'm the only one who did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I got a sheep. Oh boy. I'm trying to build as fast as I can so I can have something to get rid of sheep.
4.
Take a brick, please.
Brick. That didn't help anyway.
No.
6
no. Well, yippee, I have a brick. Which I can couple with my wheat and...
Wait, Sal, do you want something with that brick? I'll give you wheat or sheep.
No.
I'll just take the brick from you. I need a brick and a wood.
No, so you don't have to give me... No, I can give you anything.
Good 8. Job, Chris.
That's 9.
No, 9. What is this with the fucking 9s again?
9's great. Did you take a brick?
No. Thank you.
Sal, would you like wheat or sheep for one of those brick?
No.
Sal, if you hold on, I can give you nothing for that brick.
I know.
It's actually, the best deal you're going to get.
Yeah, I know. I have some plans for this brick.
Assuming you don't roll a 7.
I actually have 7 cards.
Alright.
Fine.
So as long as you don't just give him cards for free.
I can't. Well, I just won't accept them.
4.
Take a brick, please.
I'm still willing to do that trade, Sal.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I got a wheat.
Yeah. Wheat for brick.
And a wood.
Wheat or sheep for brick. Or for wood, for that matter.
He doesn't have any wood. No, he has any wood.
No. No, and that's doing me a great lot of good on that fucking wood board there. Alright. Does anybody have any wheat?
Yes.
Yes.
For brick, yes.
Yeah. Kane, you willing to do that?
Yeah, sure, why not. Build your city, so. Build it good.
I can't, actually. Unless anybody is willing to do that trade again.
Wheat for brick?
Yep.
No.
Wheat.
Sheep for wood, though. If that helps.
I don't have any wood.
Nobody has any wood, Chris.
Oh.
There's no wood.
Yeah, impotent fucks.
10.
Yes! Double wood.
Ooh.
2
I get a wood
meat
as well.
And an ore.
And an ore.
I actually got something.
Something that I can get out of this rut!
Alright. I am back in this game now. Oh, wait. No, I'm not.
Alright, I'm going to build a settlement.
Oh, good. Well, you might as well do that.
Hey, Keenan.
No.
No.
What?
What do you want for a wood?
Keenan took your fucking sheep board.
I wasn't going for the sheep board. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm the one that's on the 8
sheep.
And then you're also on the 8 sheep.
Yeah.
As you helped me to my stunning victory last time, I'm more than willing to trade sheep for you.
Well, thank you.
Keenan, do you have any more wood?
Hypothetically,
if I did, what would you be willing to trade?
What would you like for it?
Wheat and sheep.
I can't do wheat and a sheep, but I can do either of those two.
I'm going to have to hold on to my wood.
How about an ore?
I already have an ore.
Alright, screw it. I'll do wheat and a sheep, because I'm tired of not being able to build this goddamn road.
Alright, well then I'm going to build a bite F guard.
Alright, you do that.
What do you have, the Helm Guard? Oh, great. Oh, no! I forgot all about it! Another addition to the modified Settlers of Catan game we have is called the You Lose card.
Which it is a card says you lose.
Just simply, yeah.
Now, hypothetically, had I gotten the You Lose card, and were Chris to get 10 victory points, I can play it on Chris. I think Chris would lose.
Chris would lose automatically.
And me and Sal would keep playing until one of us attained 10 victory.
Exactly. Yes. There is no more than one you lose card. Who's that? Me.
You are.
Unless, of course, we were to run out of development cards, at which point we reshuffle the deck.
Yes.
And the you lose card would re-enter play.
This mm-hmm. is true.
Yeah. Unlike victory point cards.
Although I think we've only done that once.
I don't remember a time we've ever played it twice. I remember
not playing the you lose card twice, but like I think we've only ever reshuffled the deck.
7 cards. Ooh, booyah.
Who's under this for? Ooh, no.
We have reshuffled the deck many times because we've run out of fucking development.
Yes.
Yeah. Mostly it happens with Tim.
Tim.
it also mostly happens with big games.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly happens more when you have 6 players than with 3. I mean, Sal would have to be hoarding. What?
More, please.
Sal would have to have quite the development card cash.
Yeah, which I, and with my 2, that would be happening. Alright, that's it for me.
What did you roll, son? Oh, right, a 7.
7.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why don't I have any cards?
8.
Ooh, can I get 2 sheep, please? I have a voicemail. I hate mm-hmm. when that happens. Does anybody else... You have AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just randomly get voicemails? And you're like, oh.
No.
I do.
Yeah.
Chris, it's your turn.
Oh, it is? You rolled an 8, right?
Yes. Me and Sal each.
Nobody has a road that they'd be willing to trade me for an ore
no.
meat.
8.
Fuck this game. This game with its fucking 8s and its fucking 9s and its fucking numbers that I don't have.
Alright, what am I got here?
Oh, you just got 2 more sheep from Chris.
What's that?
So, you have a whole bunch of sheep.
That you'd like to give to Chris.
No, I'm going to trade these four in.
For a brick or a wood that you can give to Chris.
Mm-hmm. So, what the hell, you want to give me this stuff?
No, I'm going to.
It's actually been a while since we hit a five. Roll a five.
Mm-hmm. I would love to.
We'll accept a five.
Five it is.
Well done!
Thank you. I'm going to take two wood.
Sal, would you like either wheat or sheep for that wood?
Neither of those offers interest me at the moment, but I will hang on to it for now.
Finish your turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to trade my two sheep in through my port net. Build a city. Chris, how many cards you got over there?
Four more.
I have two. This is the first time a seven's been rolled in a while where I
actually have, lose anything. I have none.
Three!
And stop taking out my stuff.
Chris likes to dive bomb our fucking settlements here with dice rolling.
Yeah. Anybody get a brick?
No.
Mm-mm. Anybody have an ore?
Mm-mm. No.
I can offer wood and sheep for ore.
No.
Anybody got wood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to take sheep or wheat for wood?
No, I have nothing. I have nothing but access to either to both of those.
Really, to wood? Where the hell do you get wood from?
I have wood.
Oh. Oh, you have nothing but access to wheat and sheep.
To wheat and sheep, yeah.
Ah, no, fair enough.
Alright. Where are the 11?
Moving on!
Oh, hey, I get two sheep!
This is one long game.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think this is more like an average game. It's just retarded. Seven.
Seven.
Hey! You can't even tax my game.
That would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Oh. Right, sounds good.
Anybody have a brick?
No.
Sal?
I do not. I still have damage. I have not gotten anything, actually. You jackass!
Six.
You lose a card for that.
Oh, go on.
But you've been warned.
Fair enough.
From now on, you're only allowed to roll on your own pieces.
Fine. This is going to be a road. Does anybody have a wood that they would be willing to trade for ore?
Yes. Wait, no.
How about for brick?
No.
Wheat?
No.
Sheep?
Yes. No.
Actually,
no,
not sheep.
I'll take it for ore.
For ore? Mm-hmm. Thank you. That makes this a settlement.
This is really uncomfortable. You know what? Fuck this couch. I'm not fucking touching. This is going to be impossible.
Yeah, wait, let me move over.
Yeah, right.
And that's a settlement.
There's no way.
The hell's a settlement?
You know what? I'll sit on the pillow. Oh, wait a minute.
That's not a settlement.
Me? Probably.
Chris is still going. Sort of.
I'm looking for my settlement.
Settlement. This kitchen chair.
Alright, cool. Alright, Sal, you're up.
Okay. Dice me.
Is that like cut me, Mick?
No.
Four! Yay! Two more!
Double brick for sale! Oh my god. Oh boy.
Double brick.
I don't have any more, so.
Hey, Sal, you got any wheat?
No, I don't.
Just say I got any wood.
What?
Got any wood?
No, wait.
No. No, I'm sorry. Do you have any wheat?
No.
Well, let me roll. Did I roll that?
Yeah, you rolled
just
four.
Rolled a four. Shit. Alright, well, that gives us nothing.
Got two bricks.
Moving on.
How many settlements are there in there?
Five.
Five. Damn.
You have all of your settlements in play.
Yeah, I do. Eight.
Booyah. Two sheep, please.
Does anyone have any wood?
Nope. You know what I think is really sick?
What's that?
This game. No, the fact that, like, throughout this game, the 3, the 4, the 11 have all been rolled more times than the 5, the 10, or the 6.
Yeah.
Roll, Chris.
Although the 6 has come up.
Yes, it has.
And the 5 has come up.
The 10 doesn't.
They've all come up. Yeah, they've all come up, like, a couple of times. But, like, the 3s, the 11s, and the 4s are coming up all the goddamn time.
12. Remember when we warned you before?
I fixed it.
All right, as long as you're willing to fix it.
Yeah.
You, like, half-ass fixed it, though. You rolled a 12, which is over here. There's no one on it. Are you going to do anything?
Unless anybody has ore that they're willing to trade for brick. As no. in, I will offer them...
Brick for the ore.
No. How about wheat for the brick?
Yeah.
Wheat.
Oh. No.
Wait, God what? Damn it. Wheat for brick or wheat for ore?
I'm offering brick.
Oh, brick.
I'm
okay.
looking for
yeah,
wheat.
Yeah, I thought he was offering wheat.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, see?
No. Well, fine. Your turn.
Sure is. Here we go.
Taya! Three wheat for Chris.
Wood for Sal.
And an ore for Chris as well.
Would we roll 10?
Ooh, yeah.
2 wood.
Bless you, Sal.
Thank you.
I'm back in this game.
No one has wheat, right?
I have wheat. What are you offering?
Wood.
No, that does me no good.
Brick?
Brick. Also, wait, hold on a second. 1, 2. No, brick does me no good.
Sheep?
I'll take sheep.
Alright. Sheep or wheat? Settlement me, please.
Ooh, settlement.
Where is sheep? Yeah, I guess I can buy some death cards.
6. Yeah. Sells up to 7.
Seven
plus whatever he has in the dev cards.
Right.
And
here
you go. And I see all. I see
all. And you roll right into my fucking road.
12.
12.
It awesome.
Doesn't
no
matter.
One.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's a turn.
Well, no, I meant because I win.
What?
What?
That brings me to 9, which gives me the longest road.
Uh-huh.
So that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
10. You douchebag! Thank God this game is over.
This game is over! Can't go home!
Okay.
I was going to build a city my next turn.
I wasn't going to do anything my next turn. But I did have one victory point. And for the record, I had 2 soldier cards. The first time.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't want
to. Oh. You're a douchebag.
Well, I also thought, for the interest of fairness, that we should shuffle them, but, yeah.
So I could have shuffled them, and you just got 2 soldier cards.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you didn't shuffle them.
I don't remember.
I don't recall.
I don't believe so.
I believe you did not shuffle them.
Based on the amount of effort that it takes for me to shuffle them...
You did not shuffle them.
And not remembering putting in that effort, I don't believe them. You're probably right. Most of you were just trying to be a douche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and it didn't really help you out there.
There you go.
It's almost like God punished you.
So, speaking of God, Keenan went with me on an errand with me. We went to St. Elizabeth's.
Oh.
Where I had to return a book, but that wasn't the God portion of it, necessarily.
You had to return a book to St. Elizabeth's?
Yeah, well, I go there, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bought a book for class, which was like $110.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to the school of St. Elizabeth's. I'm like, where's the St. Elizabeth's church around here?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, $110? Go to fucking hell, you assholes, and $110, like, 100-page book. Fuck
right.
you. So I went on Amazon, and I bought the same book for $50.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, there you go. And they have a policy where you can return it. I know, the red one went behind the thing. They have a policy where you can do a full exchange within 2 days of purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on day 2, and I returned it.
Yeah.
But they also had post office. And I needed to mail a book, because what I've been doing is I've been selling and shipping Matthew books.
Are you kidding?
No.
Have you actually been making money?
I made $50.
You're kidding.
That's pretty good.
Because
somebody
free books about Jesus.
It's not about
it's
Jesus.
It's not about Jesus. It's worse, Keenan.
Keenan,
have you read these things?
I
perused a little bit. And it was like Matthew talking about Nirvana.
Yes, very good.
And do you know what the principal difference between Nirvana and Earth is, Keenan?
According to Matthew.
According to Matthew.
shittier music?
No, Keenan.
Better
the
coffee?
The principal difference is that the beings that inhabit Nirvana
have a higher density than the people who inhabit the plane that we know as Earth. Why do they have this higher density, you may ask? Because they vibrate at a higher frequency.
String theory.
Not exactly. No.
Bullshit theory. More like crazy theory. See, what happened is this woman in the 70s, like, her son died. He
Which
was,
is
like, 15,
tragic.
And that's very sad.
Well, no, he was 18 when he
okay,
died.
Okay, he was 18. So it was very sad 30 years ago.
Actually, it was 1984.
Oh, was it 84?
Yeah.
I thought it was 70
something. Oh, no. It was like 84. He died in Panama in 1984.
What did he die of?
I believe
in Panama.
A car wreck.
Okay. Well, anyway, so this grief-stricken
That's
woman...
That's code for he got something from a Panamanian prostitute they couldn't cure. And...
Oh, is that the code? I wasn't aware that you were so fully versed with that. So,
fortunately, after the round of antibiotics, they cleared up my Panamanian car accident.
On that note, I think we're
going to cancel the podcast.
This podcast is over. Thanks a lot for listening. This was Sal,
Chris,
and Keenan. Thank you for saying each other's names. And don't forget to email us at smbfc.net@gmail.com. Later.